What's up, everyone? Kevin Allen here, aka The Geek from DFS Army, and this is your FanDuel NFL Week 2 first look lineup. All right. So NFL Week 1 is in the books, right? We learned some things about some teams. We learned some things about some players. We had some key injuries. We're going to talk about all of that stuff. We're going to talk about the games for NFL Week 2, and then we'll jump over to FanDuel, go position by position, talk through the position groups, and put together what I call my first look early week lineup. Obviously, news comes out all throughout the week and things get crazy, but this video is really to get a sense of where we're at early in the week. So before we dive into the video itself or the lineup itself, I want to take a look at the game tiles from this week. It's going to show us some Vegas odds and some spreads on some of these games and hopefully give us an idea of what to expect. Remember in our off-season research and for many years of doing this that, well, obviously we want high total games, we want high team totals and all of that. So without further ado, here's the DFS Army Domination Station Optimizer. And at the top of the optimizer are the game tiles where we can take a look and kind of talk through some of these games. So first up, we've got the Ravens at the Bengals. The Bengals are slightly favored in this one. Game has a 46.5 point total. And that's a pretty high total for a game that, to be quite honest, you know, I don't really know what to expect out of Joe Burrow after last week's abysmal performance. It could be more of the same, or he could just revert back into Joe Burrow of old. I think this game absolutely has some pop potential if he turns into Burrow of old. Now, on the Ravens side of it, we learned, well, unfortunately, J.K. Dobbins had a career ender injury with the Achilles rupture. And we kind of think that maybe Justice Hill will be the primary backup, but I don't know, right? They have Melvin Gordon on that team on the practice squad. It could be him. I do think it'll be Justice Hill, but I also don't think that they're going to lean super heavy on any one running back. What we also learned this week is that Zay Flowers is legit. He is, to me, I was thinking this before the season, so it confirmed my suspicion that Zay Flowers is the man, the number one wide receiver on this Ravens team, and he should be having great games week after week. So keep that in mind. And for the Bengals, just we learned that Joe Mixon is going to be the same guy we've seen for many years, I think, which is a volatile week-to-week play. We'll have some blow-up games, but not somebody I want to rely on. They brought in secondary guys to replace him. Chase had a terrible day because Burrow was just awful. We'll see if that happens for a second week. I suspect it won't. Raiders at the Bills. The Bills, you know, in a comeback spot here, 28-point team total. The Bills have the highest team total on this entire slate. They look like shit against the Jets, but the Jets' defense is elite, and that game was a setup effectively for a Bills letdown game. I don't know why, but it just kind of was. So I think we're going to see a Bills bounce back here in this one. Vegas certainly thinks that 47-point total is really nice. It's the Bills side that we want to take a look at here. So Josh Allen is in play, but I'm concerned that he might be priced up a little bit and out of price range for us. Seattle at Detroit. That's another interesting game. Last year, this game blew up like crazy. This exact same pairing created effectively what was the game of the year? Quadruple stacks, quintuple stacks. Are we going to see more of the same here? We'll see, but I do think this sets up very nicely for both offenses. Jared Goff as the quarterback is going to be somebody I'm interested in this week. One concern on the Lions side is they do rely on a bunch of running backs, and that could suck it away. You know, that could suck away some of the excitement for the QB position. So we'll have to see how that goes. You know, DK Metcalf, Amon-Ra, lots and lots of good pieces. So this is a game to keep an eye on. Chargers at the Titans. Another one, you know, the Titans are really good against the run. Chargers may have lost Eckler for this game. He came out of the last game with a little bit of an injury. So we're watching that because Josh Kelly would be a really interesting play on the slate if there's no Austin Eckler, even against a Titans team that's pretty good against the run. On the Titans side, was not super impressed by them. Certainly was not impressed by the usage of Derrick Henry, who was on the field less than Tajay Spears last week. So that's a situation to monitor, but it certainly tells me that paying elevated price for Derrick Henry is going to be risky at best. Bears at Tampa. you know, 41.5 point total. This is generally a total below a level where we want to attack it for DFS purposes. And yet, I find myself wanting to play a little bit of Fields again just in case he turns it around. I just do. Flip side on Tampa. You know, all their pieces are somewhat interesting. The Bears defense is horrible. The Packers running back tandem absolutely destroyed them last week. Could we go back to Rashad White after the disappointment from last week? I say yes. I think we can go back to it and take another shot on Rashad White for cheaper. Also, Evans and Godwin. I mean, again, Chicago turned Jordan Love into a superstar with their horrible defense. So maybe another one. Here we go. Game of the week, Chiefs at the Jaguars. And I am obsessed with this game this week, especially the Jaguars side. It's hard to figure out with Mahomes which of the wide receivers to really pair him up with. Nobody looked particularly good in week one. I think Kelce will be back for this game, which bodes well for the competitiveness of the game as a whole. And it bodes well for Mahomes. Mahomes and Kelce, they're like, you know, peanut butter and jelly. They go together. On the Jaguar side, the Riddler looking good. We loved him this week. Everybody was scared to play the Riddler. We loved him this week, and it paid off bigly. Trevor Lawrence, just generally in midseason form already. Calvin Ridley looked great. Of course, Travis Etienne looked spectacular in week one as well. So lots of pieces from this game. I think one of the big takeaways, though, was that, interestingly, Christian Kirk was on the field a lot less than Zay Jones. Zay Jones locking down that outside WR2 role with Christian Kirk coming in from the slot on occasion. Evan Ingram doing his usual thing. So love this Jaguars offense. And I have a feeling we may pluck our first look quarterback out of this game. Next up, Colts at the Texans. You know, two low team totals. Not a whole lot to like here other than the defenses. And Anthony Richardson looked pretty good at QB in week one. So let's, you know, keep an eye on him and his price. He's a running quarterback. I missed on that one. I did not have very much Richardson this week. I certainly didn't have him stacked at all. But he targeted Pittman a ton. So Pittman is in play. Richardson may be in play in a game like this, depending on the salary. Packers at the Falcons. This is a running back type of setup. You know, really low total again. The Falcons are leaning super heavy on the run. The games go slow. You know, I don't know if I'm going to play Bijan or Algier. Bijan just in a timeshare. He looked spectacular. But the timeshare at his salary, we have to see. Algier seems like somebody who's going to have kind of get lucky a little bit, pop weeks. And then on the Packers side, Aaron Jones looked like he got hurt last week. And if that did happen, we got to check or keep our mind on A.J. Dillon as A.J. Dillon becomes a getting the full workload on a run-heavy team kind of potential smash play. 49ers at the Rams, 44.5 point total. Really, it's the team total for the 49ers, 26.25 points. That is a good, solid team total. Almost four touchdowns potentially there for the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk should be super popular this week after going off in last week's game. On the Rams, you know, Puka Nacua, 15 targets, cannot be ignored. I'm curious to see where FanDuel has his price. Giants at the Cardinals, you know, can Danny Jones bounce back from effectively what was the worst QB and offensive performance maybe in the last 10 years by any team? Maybe ever. Other than my high school local football team that just got lost also by 44-0. So, what up? Redskins or Commanders at the Broncos, 39-point total. That game is gross. Maybe get some defenses out of that one. Not much else to look at. And of course, Jets at Dallas. You know, we're going to load up on some Dallas defense there. Jets are bringing Zachy Milfson to the table for this one. It is ugly in New York. All right. So having said that, let's take a look at the FanDuel salaries and players and positions and see if we could put a lineup together that makes sense. A high value lineup, right? So starting at QB, here we have Josh Allen priced all the way up. And Josh Allen is a bounce back after a bad game kind of quarterback generally. So I do think he's going to have a big game this week. Like he had a rough one against the Jets. Jets defense, great. This is a bounce back spot, but what does that really mean? At 9,200, we need 9, 18, 27, 36 fantasy points, maybe 27 to 36 fantasy points to keep pace. That's a big ask. Mahomes, 9K, game of the week. Nothing not to like here. If we can afford it, Mahomes to Kelsey should be something, assuming Kelsey plays, that we are looking to stack up this week for sure. Herbert at Tennessee. Yeah, he's all right. It's 8,200, a little expensive. Tough to stack with Herbert. Never know which wide receiver is best. I do think not having Eckler might actually help Herbert in terms of throwing for more touchdowns, because Eckler just finds his way into the end zone. Justin Fields, 8K. That, again, a tough ask there. Justin Fields, though, he has that salary. He can get there at any time. So it'll be interesting. But I'm going to start this lineup off with Trevor Lawrence, T-Law. He looked great in week one. This game, unlike the week one game, should put pressure on the offense of the Jaguars to keep up. And that is when we get the smash. Lawrence, Ridley, and maybe even one of the other pieces. It could be Kirk or even Zay Jones. I'm curious, where's Zay Jones priced? Actually, he's priced up quite a bit here on FanDuel. So they know what's up. I was thinking we'd get Zay, you know, in the 5,200 salary range, but they know what's up. So Trevor Lawrence is the starting point of this lineup. And oh boy, did they price up Calvin Ridley. The Riddler is all the way up to 8,300. So it's really interesting. FanDuel is reacting very quickly to news and things that we've seen and adjusting salaries aggressively. So we'll have to see what we do there. That is a very, very high price to pay for any wide receiver, and certainly one that does not have like a recent incredible history of, oh my goodness, look at that. Yeah, they really moved some salaries here on FanDuel. So we'll have an interesting time navigating that wide receiver group. But continuing down through the QB grouping here, last week I warned you. I said, be careful with Lamar. He shouldn't be the highest priced guy. And it wasn't a great setup for him. He needs a competitive game, right? You guys didn't, not only didn't, a lot of you listened to me, but some of you ripped me in the comments. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. You're not going to play Lamar? What are you, stupid? You know, I got all that. And you know what? I appreciate the comments. I don't mind. Get in there. Let me know what you think. Get in that comment section. You think my takes are crap? That's great. I just like, you know, I love that you're watching. So I appreciate all of you. But if you did listen to me and faded him, you know, you would have avoided a pretty bad game that was pretty obvious that was going to happen. Now, the difference here this week is this is potentially a competitive game, but Lamar Jackson needs to really be a game stack guy. So I love Zay Flowers, and let's see where Zay is priced. There we go. All right, 6,600. So he's a great pairing with Zay Flowers. And in a situation like that, you want to bring it back with some pieces from the Bengals. The only way Lamar is really smashing is if his opponent is putting pressure on his team. The Ravens, I've said it before and I'll say it a million times, they will not press the issue when the team is winning. They just don't. If it's not a close game, they're not going to press the issue. What are you going to do? Daniel Jones coming off that disaster, but you know, so what? You got to kind of go back to those spots. I think Arizona's a much worse team. I think the Giants will look credible in this game, and I think we can actually go right back to Daniel Jones this week. I know it's gross. It feels weird. It feels horrible, but whatever. That's what we got to do. This is DFS. The less people play him, the better the play. Prescott, no. Burrow, yes. Cheapest you're ever going to see Burrow. If you know, he looked horrible. No doubt about it. They benched him or they just pulled him out of the game. I don't know if he's still hurt. We got to listen and see what the buzz says. But if this game is close and if Vegas is correct, I think you can go right back to Burrow. It's not going to feel good. But the play that doesn't feel good, maybe that's how you win the million. Jared Goff, I already talked about him. You know, this is one of those games of the week. You got to play some Goff here. Goff to Amon-Ra. Josh Reynolds is a cheap piece as part of that game that you can add in. And I really like also sneaky Sam Laporta. Let's see where his price is. 5,100. So we get a Stone Cold Min tight end in that game. I like Jared Goff this week, no question. After that, I mean, maybe a little bit of Geno as well. Same game, other side of it. The Goff side, though, should be the better side. We want the favored home QB in a high total game generally. As far as other potential QB spots here, I got nothing. I don't think we need to deep dive, but we don't need to dumpster dive too hard this week. I would say that Goff is probably my last. So I'll have some exposure this week. A little bit of maybe a little Geno, but you know, a little more of Goff, some Burrow, Jones, Lawrence. You know, and then maybe a little taste of some of these other spots. But that'll be my focus for the week. And for this lineup, we're going to start with Trevor Lawrence. Now, let's take a look at the RB position. Right at the top, Christian McCaffrey. Now, again, Christian McCaffrey was one of those players I said, I don't like him. I don't love him in week one, right? He went out and he put up a pretty decent score here. Let's see. And actually was much better on FanDuel relative to DraftKings. He got 24 FanDuel points here, which actually was enough, even at his salary, 1927. It was just barely enough to sort of make like tournament acceptable value. You really need 4X on FanDuel, 3.5. And he was really a 3X, but kind of good enough for a FanDuel play week one. So probably be fine here too. 9,500 though is a big ask. So you need a ton of salary relief in order to make that one work. Barkley at this price is a no for me. Derrick Henry barely on the field last week. That's a pass. Travis Etienne, 8,200. That's fine. I like the spot, but I feel like we could do a lot better. I don't want to be up in this salary range. I want to get to the lower priced running backs and hopefully build around that. But Bijan is fine. Etienne, though, I don't mind that. But I have the salary left over. Jacobs, meh. Mixon, meh. Algier at 7,100 is a big meh for me. AJ Dillon, that is your spot. Now, he's priced up already on FanDuel. Jerky move, FanDuel. I don't appreciate that. But even at 7K, that's a pretty good spot. It's not the best matchup. It's not a bad matchup. It's a fine matchup. It's not the best matchup on the board, but it's fine. And if Dillon gets all the run, I am all about Dillon. So I'm plugging him in, assuming that Aaron Jones is out. Let's see what it says. He was able to jog off the field, et cetera, et cetera. We'll find out. We might have to change this up if Aaron Jones plays, I am not playing this guy at all. So let's be very, very clear. Another running back I really like here this week on FanDuel is Kenny Walker at 6,700. Walker got almost all of the run for Seattle. Like, he was the clear lead back in that game. He caught some passes. He did everything you want. This game has high flying, high scoring potential. And the Lions are not a particularly good, stout defense versus the run, or at least traditionally they have not been. So I'm playing some Kenny Walker here. James Cook, interesting, certainly interesting. He does look like he's got that lead role locked down for the Bills. We'll see. Bills running backs have never been like this great scoring spot, but that price is attractive. Similarly, Brian Robinson got all the run for Washington. That is a reasonable price point. Javonte definitely was splitting touches in the backfield with Samaje Perine. So I'm still going to hold out a little bit of, let's call it, caution before getting crazy with Javonte. I think he had maybe 11 or 12. Yeah, 13 carries. There it is. Lots of targets and receptions. Encouraging for Javonte. All right. Another spot here, a couple spots here that I really like or potentially like. Number one, Josh Kelly. I mentioned him before. Listen, I don't care that the Titans are pretty good against the run. If Eckler is out, they're up against the Chargers. The Chargers are going to score frequently in their games. And if you're scoring frequently, that means your running back will have an opportunity to get in the end zone. That's what I'm looking for on FanDuel. I'm looking for running backs to get in the end zone. Even David Montgomery up here is a reason. He had 21 carries last week. Didn't do anything in the passing game. But again, that doesn't really matter that much on FanDuel. But also note that 21 carries and a touchdown, and he only scored 13 fantasy points. You need the second touchdown to even make value at that level. So keep that in mind. Rashad White, playable. Rashad White got the volume. 17 carries, a couple targets. He didn't do anything with it, but the volume was there. And if I've learned anything in all of my years of covering fantasy football, projecting fantasy football, and fantasy football outcomes, it's that volume is king. If the volume is there, the points will follow. He had a rough game. I think we go right back to Rashad White at 6,200. Josh Kelly in the mix as well, though. You know, so we have a lot of great options here on FanDuel this week, like especially for spending down at running back. Let's take out Dylan if he's not starting, put in Josh Kelly. I love it. And then, of course, it's not even over yet. A couple other names down here that might be interesting, right? Justice Hill, the backup, the fill-in for J.K. Dobbins, maybe, right? For that price, got to have some exposure. Damian Pierce was definitely a disappointment in week one, but was that situational? I'm not really sure. Do we go back to him? It's going to be scary, and I think I like some of these other names a little better, but it's certainly worth looking at. Cam Akers is another name. This is not a good matchup, though. So, I mean, 22 rushing attempts, though. I wish he got targeted a little bit, got a little passing game usage, but he had a ton of carries in last week's game. So, I don't think it's a great spot, though, against San Francisco, to be honest. Anything else of interest here? Maybe Isaiah Pacheco, you know, got some targets in week one. You never know how the Chiefs are going to use their running backs. All right, that's about it for the running back position. We've got our quarterback in place. Got three running backs that I think are all pretty good plays this week. My favorites, definitely Kenny Walker. And then again, I don't want to ignore Josh Kelly and some of these other cheap options, but that's how you win on FanDuel. Catch the cheaper running back that goes off. Then you have an advantage on the field. So that's a good way to do it. All right, let's take a look at defense here. And normally I like to do the cheapest viable defense, but my goodness, the Jets have Wilson and they're playing Dallas. Oh, you got to scroll up. Where's that one, right? The Cowboys. Oh, not even. I'm not even looking any further. 4,500. Dallas Cowboys taking on Zach Wilson. Lock it in. I might do 150 lineups in this Sunday million with the Cowboys defense, which is the stupidest thing ever. But I don't care. Yeah, I'm not even going to keep looking. Let's just plug in Dallas, move on to the tight end position, and then we'll get to the wide receivers at the end. Now, why do you do that, Kevin? Why do you go defense, tight end, then wide receiver? I like to get an idea of how much salary I have to spend, and then if we're under, I'll look to spend it elsewhere. I can upgrade a running back. I can upgrade a tight end. I can find upgrades elsewhere. But let's take a look at tight end position top down. You know, Travis Kelce, fuck yeah, right? 8,500. Love Travis Kelce. If I'm spending up and on a luxury tight end, assuming he's healthy, which I don't know as of now, that's my guy. It's that simple. Kelce is worth all of the difference in price between himself and these other guys. He's worth the extra 2K because Kelce gets you 25 and those other guys get you 12. It's actually not that much to pay for another 10 to 15 fantasy points, right? So Kelce would be my guy. And I think assuming he starts, he would be my guy this week. But that only leaves us with 6,400 per player left in salary. And I'm not 100% convinced that I can put together a credible lineup if I have to go this cheap at wide receiver. Let's see if it's doable. So I'm going to start. I'm going to do a little bottom up roll here and just kind of roll my way up through these names. Look for the cheapest viable wide receiver. Kadarius Toe. No. Kadropius Tony. Hell no. Just rolling up through the cheapest group here. Valdez-Scantling, no. Tutu Atwell had a good game last week. Paris Campbell, no. Darnell, no. Puka. Oh, here we go. Okay. All right, so we got a little zone down here of really viable plays. Listen, Puka, Nakua. 15 targets, 10 receptions. Is this Cooper Kupp? Who is this guy? How do we not play him? I'm playing Puka. 15 targets, 10 receptions. Why not? It's not a good matchup against San Francisco. It's terrible, but I don't care. I want to mention Josh Reynolds. Did pretty good. This is a game of the week situation. Looked much better than Marvin Jones Jr. I like Josh Reynolds in this spot. Moving up, DJ Moore. I get it. He had a rough week. Didn't throw to him much. He was covered by Aire Alexander. Tough game for the Chicago offense in general, but I think this is a guy we can go back to potentially as well. So he's certainly in my mix here. Zay Jones, again, would match up very nicely with Sunshine over here, but I'm not sure I want to go there. Chris Godwin at 6,300. That's a great salary for him. I'm fine with that. Zay Flowers. Ooh, I love Zay Flowers. Let's plug in Zay and see how much salary we have left. 800. All right. I love Zay Flowers. I plugged him right in. What I think I'm going to do here, again, this is a Kelce lineup. We have some salary to spend. Let's see where we can get to. I would love to have Ridley in here and just sort of correlate it. But Ridley or Kelce can't fit both. There's no way. I don't really have anywhere where I can squeeze $1,400 worth of salary without dumping Kelce. So I think for a lineup like this, and I don't really love what I'm seeing up top here. Sutton, Debo, Jerry Jeudy, Mike Williams is okay, but I don't love it. Zay Flowers. So I am not finding a way to really look to spend up. So I think we double stack or at least put Zay Jones in here maybe. Yeah, that's probably the play. We'll throw Zay Jones in there and see how much salary. 600 left over. Can upgrade the running back spots or wherever we want. So this is what I'm going with, guys, for now. I put Zay Jones in there just to correlate with Trevor Lawrence, but actually I'm going to show you a different version, right? So if you want to go differently, the play here is Calvin Ridley with Lawrence, and then we could just kind of punt the tight end to somebody. And as a matter of fact, if we super punt tight end, so just to go down through this list, there are some definite great spots at tight end at the bottom. If we super punt it, we can upgrade one of these spots, right? So check this out. We switch from Kelce, who I want to play. I want Kelce in there. I like the original one. But in case you wanted a version that has a Riddler in there, once you take Kelce out, we can go all the way down here. There's a whole crew of pretty good spots. Sam Laporta at 5,100 in a spectacular matchup. I'm fine with that. Somebody mentioned Luke Musgrave. Sure, why not? For any of these spots, that's 2K left over. And that's where you go from, even with Ridley, we can either upgrade off of one of these running backs to somebody significantly better, or come off of Puka, who I like, for somebody also significantly more expensive. That, oh, here we go, in the stud zone. So this is probably how I would run something like this. And just so much correlation here. Actually, I think I'm going to stick with this one for the official, because here is also really nice tournament goodness, right? You've got Lawrence, Ridley. Then we have Kenny Walker and DK Metcalf on Seattle. I'd love to bring it back here with a piece from Detroit, like maybe Laporta. Actually, I think I can get him in here. So let's see if I can get a Detroit piece just to get that little extra correlation in there. There we go. Laporta. So we got a piece coming back from Detroit. We got our injury replacement running back. We've got our elite defense and cheap running back to make the lineup work. A lot of ways to go this week. I really think we're going to focus on that Jaguars Chiefs game, but with a nod to Seattle, Detroit, and a nod to a couple of these other potentially high flying affairs. All right, guys, that's going to do it for my FanDuel NFL week 2 first look. Where are we? My goodness. There we go. That'll do it for that one. Remember to like and subscribe to the video if you enjoy this content. We'll be back all week long with the game plan, looking at all the games from a betting angle with number one DFS player, John Statsation Alessia. And of course, I'll be back with the crew for tournament tactics. We're breaking down showdowns here on the channel, so make sure you're subscribed to the channel. And if you're not signed up for DFS Army, get over there now. You'll be in our Discord, get access to all of our tools. Our members are crushing it. We took first place in the showdown on Thursday night. We took first place in the Sunday night showdown. We got second and third in the Monday night showdown, crushing it week one. And that will just continue. Our tools are locked and loaded for NFL week two. Get in there. I'll see you guys next time.